Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Václav Kadrnka, who is presenting his wonderful film, Little Crusader, here at the festival in the official competition. So, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film and just give us an introduction, I guess?
Yeah, sure. Little Crusader is my second feature film. And it is an adaptation of a poem by a Czech writer, Jaroslav Vrchlický. It takes place in the 13th century during the Crusades. And it's a story about a father searching for his lost son. So it's a kind of medieval road movie. But the journey of the father is more eternal.
First of all, our audience is very international, and would you like to maybe tell us a little bit about this poem and whether it's an important poem, and just a little background, I guess.
Yeah, sure. The writer Jaroslav Vrchlický is very, very famous. He was born in the 19th century and he died in the beginning of 20th century. He's a classic Czech poem and writer, and also he wrote theater plays, and he's done a load of work. But this is a book he published only once, and it was when he was really, really old, and it's completely unknown. And I discovered it by a chance, because I wanted to make a movie based on a ballads, and he also wrote some ballads, so I read this ballads, but I discovered this poem. And it's a really small book, 90 pages long. And he wrote it during very difficult time. And he was he had some family issues, some family problems. And I think that this story, I mean, this emotion of a father and his anxiety kind of got into the poem. That's what I liked about the poem.
Right, and I, of course, like I mentioned briefly before the interview, it's one of my favorite films that I've seen at the festival. And certainly I did notice that it was very poetic. The film was poetic in itself. Was this something that you wanted to do, like recreate this poetic atmosphere in honor of the original source material?
Sure. I never wanted to recreate poetic language. It's impossible for cinema. But I wanted to create own cinema key or language to kind of to move from the literature to more cinematic approach. And one of the key things was that I asked my friend of mine, who is a painter, to create a kind of a concept of the space of the journey. So we started working on a space, where the father's journey begins and how it develops. So basically the space is one of the poetic elements, but it's not poetic in itself. It has a development. It has a kind of connection with the father's story.
A linear, the story is linear. It's like there is, it's a journey and it's a story of a journey. But also, of course, the style, like you mentioned, is very important. And I was just wondering whether you could help our listeners maybe visualize a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the style, it also came from the poem, but I tried to find its own cinema kind of connection, so it creates its own language. Mm-hmm. So basically we traveled a lot to Italy, to the south of Italy, because one of the themes of the book is that is a children's crusade, so it's in the background of the story. And one of the crusades, they traveled to Brindisi, to Apulia. So we went to Apulia to search for locations, and we found a lot of frescoes from the medieval times, from medieval periods, 13th century, even in 10th century. And they were all very, very beautiful, and we were really inspired by the color and also by the front composition. So this was one of the inspirations. So the style is very simple. It's very, very pure in a way, very naive. Mm. And very straightforward, I think.
And very little dialogue as well.
Yes, because it's really also it's a story about a father searching, and he's on his own, so he's lonely, and also he's kind of there is the theme of elusiveness, because he's trying to get to the sun, and he's always late. And we had more dialogues in the literal script, but I always try to find you know, images and sounds that kind of don't need dialogues, and try to tell the story with images and the relationship between images and sound.
How do you find them, these images and sounds?
It's a long process.
Right.
I call it distillation.
Yeah, I read actually, I can't remember where, maybe in the program, that it took you something like 4 years to come up with the final vision.
Yes, yes. And, every time I prepare a film, I make a lot of visuals and I sketch a lot. I make concept of the space, of the movement, of the compositions. I make storyboards, so it's a long process.
Yeah. Yes. So the actor who plays the role of the father, I thought he was a magnificent presence in the movie, and I was wondering whether you could tell us a little bit about him. First of all, what's his name?
His name is Karel Rodin, and he's one of the most famous actors in Czech Republic.
Yes.
But I liked when you mentioned presence, because this was exactly what I wanted from him. I told him, try not to act, just be present. It's very important. And he liked this approach, to act without dialogues, without words, and just in this very quiet and very, very slow development of his journey. And it was quite a challenge for both of us, but we agreed on that. And I discussed every step with him.
Yeah, these wonderful close-ups recall the works of Pudovkin to me. I don't know if you're a fan of his, but that's the kind of presence that it evoked, really. It was terrific.
Yes, yes.
And so another question that I want to ask you is, going back to the theme of the movie, the father and the son relationship, is that something that interested you particularly, or is there something deeper about the source material that you liked on a thematic point of view?
Yeah, it's both, actually. When I made my first film, it's called 80 Letters, in 2011, it was also about a family relationship, about the absence of a father, and about it was a very personal story, autobiographical, about me and my mother trying to get to my father when he was in immigration. So I also found interesting that there is this, in Little Crusader, there is this similar theme. Now it's the absence of a son and father trying to get to him. So yeah, it is close to me, but I don't know why. I don't analyze. I have children my own, but I don't really analyze this kind of, you know, connections.
Yes,
but also, Little Crusader it has a really strong Christian theme. So you can look at it as you know, the Holy Trinity in a way, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's always present there.
Oh,
so there's this you know, there is a lot. We worked a lot with wind, with the idea of wind, and there is a lot of drapery. As I mentioned, my friend, the painter who did all the spaces, the conception of the space, he came up with the idea of the draperies, of the curtains.
Yeah.
So you kind of have wind moving this. So the wind is like there's always some spirit present.
Yeah. Now, I also read that you studied theater, so I'm very curious to know how this influence shapes your work as a filmmaker.
Yeah, I've studied theater studies for 2 years, but it really it influenced me to really realize that cinema is not theater, and it has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Right.
Even regarding actors, regarding the language, it's completely different medium. That's what theater helped me to realize.
Right. How is it different? What makes it different?
I always tell my actors when we argue about things or we discuss things, I tell them, you know, it's not you playing, it's your image, which is really there, you know, not you, your image. Just remember, there is another shot after you, another shot, another shot, another. It's a movement. It's not just you. Theater, it's about you. From the beginning to the end, you are the key of the play. But cinema has different devices that could help you or could go against you. Yeah. So this is the basic. Of course, we can talk about this for a long time, but this is the basic thing. You know.
Well, I certainly like to talk about these things because I think they're very important, especially in the promotion of cinema as an art. Art form in its own right, sometimes it's very, very mistreated, even by institutions. So
exactly.
Great. Well, we're out of time, but thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Thanks for your questions. They were very interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. And once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that your film is called Little Crusaders. Do check it out. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.